Everyone must be predictable. That's the key of standardization, predictability. The so-called reign of terror, as I like to call it, this anti-terrorism campaign, and I've read the articles, and you'll find them in cuttingthroughthematrix.com in the archive section. I've given lots of talks about what I'm talking about tonight too, and the fact that everyone must become predictable and they can go ahead unimpeded under the guise of it's for your own safety, to get all your freedoms away, spy on you like never before, to find out all about you and ensure that you're predictable. You'll hear all this talk about, oh, the lone gunman, the loneliness, the introvert, etc. You understand, in a standardized society, everyone must be completely open and uniform in their character, their behavior, and everything else for safety for those who control the system. It will always standardize everything as it standardizes it. So the automobiles, so you're standardized just the same. You have the same opinions on everything. You'll believe everything you're told by the authorities. And if you don't fall into that category, they'll give you the opposition to give you the opposing points as well. And even when real opposition arises, it's completely infiltrated so quickly. People are also bought over very quickly too, I should say. Those who appoint themselves as leaders. And they're brought into the system and all their followers follow them into it too. But predictability is of paramount importance for this utopia, for those who rule the world, to come into being. The ideal subject to standardize, and the ideal way of telling if a person is standardized, is this, that when you talk to them, they don't have much insight into themselves. They're spontaneous, but they don't have insight into themselves. They're not reflective as to why they think this, to why they are this way, and so on. The standardized person, like a bureaucrat, works almost unconsciously through his daily routine, his work, and so on, and as I say, dispassionately, without even thinking that he is dispassionate about all these numbers, which are actually, they represent people, vast amounts of people. He is standardized and adapted to the conditions created by technique alone, you see. The goal, of course, is to standardize and to get everyone to go along in the same direction together without questioning why they're all going along in this particular area or field or direction together. And they do that by, of course, many other techniques as well that are brought into play. Psychological and behavioral techniques are used incessantly on us all. And through the electronic media especially. And of course, that we can run beyond that to, I've mentioned before, ways of using low current pulses, low voltage pulses basically, to alter our way our biometric systems actually work. They're way ahead in anything they've ever told you about, so admitted it from the top. It's irresistible to governments and who are employed by their big bosses, not the public, to control societies and direct societies. The passive compliant citizen, but who is active at work, is a desirable goal, the predictable worker. And remember, these techniques are always adaptable. When something is working well, they'll push it further. When there's a hold up somewhere, they'll find out the reasons why and fix the problems rather quickly. On society, that's how it's all done, in fact. It will always give you the illusion of liberty, choice, and individuality. But when you realize that authorized choices are mass choices, they're not individual at all. That's why it's okay to chase the New Age movements and magic and things like that. These are safety valves which are authorized, which never bring you into contact with what's really going on. Because many people understand that something's happening, but they put it down to almost magical reactions to things which are magical in themselves. So by understanding magic, you can fix it for yourself. And that's promoted, as well promoted today as never before, in fact. As long as it's not an organized religion as such. That's why what we call the New Age gives you all these different kind of choices. And so what's right for one person is not always the same for another. There are variations in what they're really into and what they believe. That's okay, you see. And don't presume that people work on rationality. The big boys understand this perfectly well. That's why the top brains in the world in the fields of neurosciences and behaviorism are employed constantly in massive think tanks, thousands of them across the world, to control you. Because they understand how you work, how you tick, and how you can persuade the mass man to go along with it. That's why you must create the mass man. Uniformity, individuality really must be knocked out of the way. I say the harmless illusions are fine. They're pushed and promoted as safety valves. And it works awfully, awfully well. But make no mistake, everyone is under observation like never before. And folk will often say, well, little old me, I've got no consequence to governments and authorities and so on. Oh, yes, you do. Because you might influence something, somebody with an offhand statement one day. You'll never know the consequences, how it might affect that person. Or the young person might hear you and think along a certain tangent and come to conclusions down the road that could become a problem to the authorities.